Hello, everybody. How's your build so far?
Very good.
Okay, thank you. Not that an inspiring voice, but that's okay. So I'm OP Ravi. I'm going to talk about Time Series Insight, which is a brand new service just 20 days ago, Microsoft released. And I think I will excite you, all of you, with my demos and all the stuff. And feel free to ask any question, and I will try to meet the time because he, gentleman, told me that I have a 20-minute slot. So in 20 minutes, I'm going to cover what is Time Series Insight, overall overview, some kind of target scenarios, which target scenario you want to use for Time Series Insights, and a couple of demos, and then I'm going to share some information by which you can start today. So I believe you all know what is IoT or Internet of Things. And if you don't know, then raise your hand and I will explain. But OK. So in layman language, it's just your devices which are generating massive, massive time series data. And then what you want from that data is, hey, how I can find the insights and take some action. That's the whole IoT model. If you take, you can apply that model to connected factories, connected aeroplanes, connected cars, connected anything, OK? So the challenge with that, hey, when I look at the examples, your data lives in silos. If I'm having a global business, connected factories or connected industries, the data lives in the silo. I cannot do the global view. I cannot compare how my Europe factory is doing versus US factory, or how my electricity consumption of plant one versus plant two, or so on. So that is one big challenge today. There is a lot of time data analyst or developer need to spend to data prep. That, hey, how I'm going to prep the data, how I'm going to do those, all those things. If you use tool one and then you switch to tool two or application tool two, then again you need to do some more prep work and it takes unnecessary your time and waste your time. Visualizing that massive data which I'm talking like billions of events or trillions of events is very, very not very friendly today in many of the software. If I'm running the visualization of billions of points, the rendering and all those things will take time. And the last, the domain expertise, which you need to build across the time. You need to know, you need to go through a lot of trainings, you need to go through all those, meet with those SMEs, the subject matter expert, and get that knowledge. And then only you can do some productive work. So all those things are current challenges. And to address all of those, we announce Azure Time Series Insights. It's a fully managed cloud service. You don't need to deploy anything. You don't need to manage anything. You just need to click, and you should be good to go in minutes. It comes with the storage. You have no need to buy or procure a separate storage backend. It comes with all the indexing your data. We will keep all the index, allow you to do the all type of search and the queries. And it comes with a visualization layer also. So it's a complete end-to-end package as a service in a cloud, which you can start in minutes and scale in really, really fast and do your testing, validation, or your production scenario in minutes or in days instead of months and weeks. This is another picture which I published at the time of blog announcement. So today, we can take all the data from IoT Hub, which is all the device which Microsoft is presenting everywhere. And you can take that thing and just go into Azure Time Series Insight without writing a single line of code. Don't worry, you will have a lot of other places to write code, but to connect to data, you don't need to worry about the connecting those things. And then user can use all those things in minutes, actually. And I will show you some of those demo shortly. So these are the top scenarios which we are targeting with Time Series Insights. So as I said earlier, there is a big challenge or a big problem how I'm going to visualize all those data. Even our own products, Microsoft Power BI, cannot handle the scale which we are talking in IoT, apart from all the competition, if you look at any competition also. But Power BI is very, very powerful for all the reporting and the dashboard, which is a different charter or different business goal altogether. Doing root cause analysis or finding anomalies or outliers, trend analysis, takes weeks and months. But now with time series inside, you can do in minutes, and I will show you how. And you can try, because we have a free demo environment open to everybody. The global view, as I said, that hey, it's a cloud service. You can connect to anywhere, any region, any place, and you can see all this data at the same place, same time. And you don't need to talk to any other team, hey, can you please give me access to that data or that? Can you upload or can you migrate or can you merge? All those actions no more required. IoT validation, which is very much developer-friendly scenario that, hey, I got this new device, but I don't know what is sending or what is the schema looks like or what are those thresholds, what are those default values and all those things. So I have a lot of customers who have already using time series insights. What they are doing is basically they, let's say they receive a new robot or new devices or new assembly line setup. They used to take months to do that work. Now they can do all those things in minutes. And I'll show you some of those examples also. Last but not the least, most friendly for all the developers, we have the REST APIs also. If you want to play or if you want to build something special for your own stuff, you can use the Query REST API and you can do whatever you want to do. I don't know the question format because I don't know I can listen, but I'm going to stay here or stick around for you to have any question after this session. So let's jump into the demo and see how that looks like. So provisioning is very, very simple. You can go to Azure portal and start in minutes, and I will show you that. But I want to show you the product first so that you can get the idea. OK, some meetings. Let me close my Outlook. OK, so this is a time series insights port. OK. OK. Back in business, thank you. So this is the URL, insights.timeseries.azure.com. If you want to play free, you can click on this tutorial or slash demo, and I will share that link later. But as soon as you connect, you will see your environment here. Your environment is basically equal to the space you will provision with Time Series Insight in Azure portal, and I will show you that later also. How many of you are aware of this Time Series Insight, just to get an idea? OK, very few hands. Looks like I need to know my marketing, where is my money goes, actually. But that's OK. But don't worry, I will show you everything. So this is the fake manufacturing company, which has a lot of assembly line, lot of plants, lot of sensors, lot of devices. And as soon as you select your environment, you see all the data ingress, how much data I receive at the hourly rate. Time Series Insights allow you to search at any place, any time. You can search on anything, and you can just get the result. So I search 3.9 million events in kind of milliseconds. So that's the speed which I was talking earlier. You can slice and dice the data on any dimension, because we index everything. And it's backed up by SSDs. So these are the schema coming from this payload. Time Series Insight is a schema adaptive system. So what that means is if your payload is sending whatever the columns, if you change your schema, you don't need to change anything on the code or on any configuration. I will take care of your next schema by myself. So I can see, hey, OK, what are we measuring in this factory? OK, we can simply say that, hey, OK, we are measuring pressure, temperature, vibration. I can look at, hey, what is my production load looks like by factories? So I can simply select those things. Looks like my two factories are doing fine. One factory got some issue or something. If I want to debug or if I want to do more analysis, I can start more things. So I can simply add another search term and simply search for, let's say, hey, is there any alert happen at this time? So you can see there's some alert happen. If you want to see the raw data of that alert, just click and say explore the raw data. That's another important thing. We don't pre-aggregate anything. Everything, whatever the aggregation happening on the fly at the same time. you can see your data at the granularity of from daily aggregation up to millisecond aggregation. So that way you can, if you do all those things, you can do that. You can, hey, it looks like this alert is on factory 2, line 2, some station, and maybe it's related to temperature. You can add another search term. We allow you to do multiple search together. Not even Google does that. So Google, you can do only one search at a time, right? So I can do that also. So I can say, hey, show me all the temperature by all the stations or all the factories or whatever the dimension you want. So now you can see, hey, there is a factory, load was down, there was alert happened, and looks like this temperature was caused that alert. You can change some of those things. You can look at the min max at the same time. So minimum values, the maximum values, the average, and all those things together. I have a saved query to show you more. You can zoom here. You can look into the, okay, what is this alert? Is this alert related to temperature or is it related to something else? I can open any other saved queries. So you can do all those trend analysis or all those correlation and so on. You can zoom at any place or you can look at the raw data at any time. So you can say, okay, zoom into this place or this area, and you can get that zoom version of that data. If you want to see all the raw data at this time, you can just connect this thing, or all this raw data will come at this time. So what I showed you is kind of a trend analysis or the correlation analysis. Let me jump into something else, and I think you will like it. So for this demo, I was connected my Microsoft Office building, and this is the data coming from that building. So assume you have your room in your office or anything, you can connect. You have a bunch of sensors and all those data coming to IoT Hub. And then you can see all those data in minutes, actually. So I can simply select, hey, what's going on in last some time? I can say that, hey, show me this. So now you can see the schema is different because I infer your schema based on payload. So I can say that, hey, show me all this data via buildings. I can see, okay, this I'm receiving building 43, building Millennium C. So 43 is my building. I can say that, hey, show me what are we measuring in this building? Okay, data type. You can see that, hey, this is all this thing which I'm measuring in this thing. So I don't know, in Microsoft, getting a conference room is kind of now struggling, actually, because everybody is having some meeting, something, and getting a room is very tough. So I use sometimes this tool to find out, hey, show me all this name or all this conference room to find out the occupancy status of those things. I can simply say that, hey, so these are the room, all those things with the occupancy status, but I want to see by their type. Let me go back, and I want to see this thing by different types. So as part of occupancy, I am looking for occupied, unoccupied, reserved occupied, and so on. Sometimes reserved occupied is my best bet because somebody reserved and it's right now is unoccupied. So I can just say, show me all this type of room, and I can just jump into those rooms. So right now, room number 14 in building 43 is empty, but it's blocked by somebody. You can go and grab it. So that's another thing. You can look at the entire, so this is still the trends or the chart or the line chart. What we have, another interesting thing is called heat map. So let me clean this query and say, show me all this type. And I want to see the temperature, for example. Show me all this type by name. And I don't want to see for only 43, but I want to see maybe for all. Or maybe this is beautiful picture. I can look at this. So by looking this line chart, it's tough. I cannot make any sense or much sense. I can look at the sort by value. I can know that, hey, OK, this thing. But what we did is we have this heat map. This heat map allow you to spot the anomalies without writing single code. So if you notice, this blue dot means this room actually dropped to zero. The temperature is dropped to zero at this time. You can sort by value or you can sort by name. So if you like hot rooms, you can sort by temperature, and you can see that, hey, 2G, room number 2G is running right now really hot. Another thing is, if you are looking for interesting, so you can zoom or select anything. You can say, hey, show me this, what is this blue thing is? And when I zoom, I go into that deep. From that millions of events, now I just got 5,000 events, which is allow you to do the spot, the anomalies, or outlier values like this. So that's another important value prop. Okay, so I have 4.5 minutes, but I want to show you two more things. How many people have visited to Disney? Okay. Which one is the most famous ride? Any guesses? Okay. I think the waiting in the line ride is the most famous. So what I did is one of my friends in Microsoft connected to Microsoft, these Disney public data APIs and putting into time series insights. So what I can do is I can look at this, hey, what is this data looks like? I have no clue about Disney data. I am not the domain expert, but I'd love to go there. So I can say, hey, show me all this data by park name. So okay, I have Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood. Looks like a lot of people are visiting Animal Kingdom at this time. What you can do is you can say, show me all the park or the name in the Animal Kingdom. I can simply slice this. Okay, Avatar, you are wrong. Avatar is number one ride in this this thing. You can look at the wait time. Hey, okay, I want to see all the wait time on the all ride. I want to plan my visit. Hey, I don't want to. So I can say that, hey, show me this. This looks like visiting Kali River Rapids is not a good idea at the beginning of day. Maybe I can go in the evening. Another interesting thing is that, hey, you can, sometime you need to say that, hey, I'm passionate about that ride, and I want to see, and I landed there and it's closed, which is really, really messed me up. So what you can do is you can simply say that, hey, show me all this ride by status and show me by, so let me hide this guy. So these are the three status of all those things. Hey, okay, operating, closed, downtime. I can look at which rides are closed at this time. I can say, show me all the closed rides. Oh, wow, looks like a lot of rides got closed. Is it night or is it closed, something? I don't know. Something happened, or I got some signal that some rides are closed, but they are open and closed. I can zoom, actually, and do further analysis that, hey, which ride is closed, when is closed, and so on. So that's the Disney example. So what I showed you initially is the trend analysis of a factory. Then I showed you the, you can use for your own office or buildings or all those things, spot the outliers, anomalies. I showed you the Disney for your own play purpose or fun. I have to show one last thing, which I started just now for this build. So one of my friend got so excited, he launched this small app. You can deploy. It's a Twitter app on the Time Series Insights. You can deploy. It costs roughly $12.45 per day. So let me show you what it does. So what I did is, before coming to this build or this meeting, I created one app. And I said that OP Ravi is streaming to it. So this is a live tweet coming from this place or from everywhere, wherever this is coming. I can say that, show me all this. I can look at the raw data at the same time. Hey, show me all these tweets which is coming right now for this thing. And I can search, show me, let me take this hashtag. And put this here, refresh, and let me add another term and say that, show me this. I can take another tag, let's say take this one, MS build, and I say, show me. So now I simply search two simple queries that, hey, which tag is winning in the Twitter? And I can look at this live, show me the last maybe 30 minutes or so on. So you can see if you tweet right now, I can see within less than a minute here. So the latency here is less than 1 minute in Time Series Insights. So Time Series Insight is for all this time series data, especially for IoT and all those things. That's what our target is. But you can do anything, whatever you want to do. If you need a interactive backend on which you can store the number of really high throughput and you can you want to read really high query latency, lower query latency, you can use time series insights. And let me go back here and to share some of those URLs. So you can learn more about time series insights or azure.com. You can try our free sample. There is no deployment, no coding, no purchase required. You can go inside.timeseriesinsight.azure.com/demo, and you can be feel free to play. You can use this Twitter sample. It's available. You can create, deploy. It's really take 5-10 minutes. And you can contact me, of course, for any time, op.ravi@microsoft.com. So I meet my target. I have 45 seconds left. So if you have more questions, feel free to stick around. I am available here. I can answer all these questions. If you have no question, feel free to enjoy the build. And thank you.